Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, bienvenido. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week of revelations and wisdom and knowledge coming forth in like ways I've never seen before. And truth coming forth like I've never seen before. So get ready, fasten your seatbelts because we got more truth, more wisdom coming. Because this younger generation, this modern generation has a lot of unhealthy issues going on that are going to destroy them, that have already destroyed them. You know, it's wonderful, wonderful to see men like Ye or Kanye West and Kyrie Irving speaking truth In fact, both of these men have been calling and mentioning Yahshua. They are in a journey. They're on a journey and a teaching and learning experience where they're now calling Jesus Yahshua. Now, Yahshua in my life is the Spirit of Truth. It's the Spirit of Truth. We don't see any man walking around with sandals. We don't have anybody hanging on a cross right now. But the Spirit of Truth is coming forth, especially with men like Kyrie Irving and Ye, who have millions of people following them. So it's no accident in my mind that these two men are speaking loudly in the name of Yahshua, the Spirit of Truth, and bringing forth ideas and thoughts, especially for Hebrews and the people who believe they are of the Hebrew culture. And then you have a lot of Hebrews or Negroes. Let's call them Negroes. Negroes killing each other. You've got this recent development with the Shanquelle Robinson, who went to Mexico and all her friends murdered her, really. Basically, that's what happened. All her friends came against her and murdered her. And there was one elephant in the room that I don't think anybody has mentioned that we're going to talk about tonight. But first, we got Zelda here in the Facebook, Grand Rising Beautiful Queen drummer. Love the rhythm, absolutely. Thank already. Love the rhythm. Thank you, sister. Zelda is on Monday morning mindfulness, so be sure and tune in tomorrow for her show. That's going to be really exciting and enlightening because she's having a part two, I believe, on, what will your child grow up to be, transgender part two. You don't want to miss that tomorrow. But tonight I have Ralph Smart is my guest. Ralph Smart is coming in from YouTube land. And he's going to talk about the need for prayer for this generation because we got some serious, serious things going on that we need to talk about. So we're going to bring in, let's see, how do I bring in the entire screen? We're going to bring in Ralph Smart this evening. Let's see, window, Chrome tab, I don't know. Okay, pray for today's modern generation. We're going to bring in Ralph Smart this evening because he's one of my very favorite YouTubers. Plus, he's a socialist. He's a psychologist. He has so much experience, and he's colorful. And I think it's just so relevant that we bring him in at this time to bring some wisdom that's much needed right now. Wisdom is needed so desperately in this modern generation. So he has a very important lesson I want to start out with. And then we're going to develop that lesson about the elephant in the room. I don't even think he talks about the elephant that I became aware of this evening that's in the room with this Negro murdering episode. So let's listen, starting out with my favorite YouTuber, Ralph Smart.
Let's inhale that good stuff, deep divers. Let's go. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We are out here in the nature gallery. You're taking care of yourself, deep divers. Now imagine I'm FaceTiming you right now. Look, if you are watching this video, deep divers, I want you to remind yourself you're going to get through this period of humanity because let's face it, a lot of crazy shit is happening all around the world. And it's not easy, especially for today's modern generation. And we got to pray for today's modern generation because we are in a very testing time on the planet. But I'm here to remind you, what seems like the end is nothing more than a new beginning in disguise, something great on the planet. In fact, we are living, in my mind, in the most awesome time in human history because right now, so much is being revealed to humanity that was not before. So don't think that it's all doom and gloom, the world is ending, everything is terrible. No. I want you to remind yourself, deep divers, that you create the future based on your attitude in the present. Slow motion this side. So I wrote down, deep divers, pray for today's modern generation. Like, that's what I woke up with. Like, pray for today's modern generation. Because when I take a look around, deep divers, at the world, this modern generation, I'm like, even the cat down the road is like, this modern generation is in big trouble. Big trouble.
The best morning routine for manifesting more money is an alpha meditative practice. You may be wondering what that is.
We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Now, the reason why is because a lot of people, I'm Generation X, right? Shout out to Generation Z and Generation Alpha. But you see, I'm young, deep divers, but I'm old enough to remember playing in a treehouse. I'm old enough to remember not staring at a screen for 5 hours every single day. I'm old enough to remember playing with friends in the park till it got late. When I look at today's modern generation, my nieces and nephews, my children, which are my cats, the cat down the road, the dog down the road. When I take a look at today's modern generation, when I walk around these cities and just see people's faces, because I travel a lot, deep divers, I realize that a lot of people are not looking at anybody else except their phone. Pray for today's modern generation. A lot of people, the only connection they have is with a device, is with their iPhone. It's their heart-space connection. And you see, as humanity moves away from community and moves more into the metaverse, many human beings lose their humanity. And I'm not saying that today's modern generation is doomed. No, I'm saying that it is the future. And we have to pay attention to what's going on, because we can truly, like Kyrie said, Generation Z, Generation X, Generation Alpha, we came here to shake some shit up. So I'm not looking at today's modern generation as bad. And no, I'm saying that actually, if we can get our act together, we can create the new Earth. But it's not going to be easy, because you see, the inorganic ones give you bread and circuses, give you distractions, TikTok, this, that. So today's modern generation have more distractions than ever before. Attention is the new currency. And the moment you wake up, everything is designed to make sure that you are looking outside of yourself. Everything in this society is designed to take you away from who you really are. And that's why I tell you, take a look within. As soon as you wake up, what I've been doing, I don't look at my phone. I go skating, do a little samba, baby. Make sure I breathe in that good ass prana, baby. A lot of people checking out, you want to make sure you check in. You want to make sure you go within, because that's how you find true power. And if enough people do that in today's modern generation, collectively, we will be living an extraordinary new Earth. And I believe in you, Generation X. I believe in you, Generation Z. I believe in you, Generation Alpha. Let me tell you this. I made a video on Shaquilla Robinson, okay? And young girls did that to her. And when I broke down that whole story, go and watch that video, I said a lot of the youth in today's modern generation are desensitized. XXXTentacion had numb right here. And that was a message, because that's how a lot of people feel in today's modern generation. That's how a lot of the youth are. They're numb. They have a lot of anxiety. They find it hard to cope with so much in this society that the only way they can cope, the only way they can cope is to be numb to everything that's happening. And that's like a coping mechanism, right? To go on TikTok, to start just running away from reality. Because reality, let's face it, deep divers, it's become awful for a lot of people living in this world. You've had a pandemic, you've had now Russia and Ukraine, you've got so many things happening all at once. Today's modern generation is traumatized. And they don't even have enough time to grieve. They don't even have enough time to really say, you know what, let me take a break, because it's like, go, 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 Formula One. And I'm here to tell you, today's modern generation, you listening here, that it's okay to feel something. It's okay to be who you really are. You don't have to be a class clown. You don't have to act. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to wear a mask on social media, on Instagram. You can be yourself and still make it. I'm living proof that it's possible. Listen very closely. You see, today's modern generation, pray for today's modern generation that they wake up to their true power, because once they do, it's over. You see, I could have been a stereotype. I could have done what everyone else is doing, what the crowd is doing. I could have done what society wants me to do, but I chose to listen to myself, and that's the reason why I'm reaping the benefits. You see, what today's modern generation is dealing with is a hive mind. It's a world where everybody wants you to be like everybody else. That's the reason why we have something called
recording just got better. Hey, it's Dana from StreamYard. I'm so excited to announce that
canceling. Cancel that person. Cancel her. Cancel him, because they have a mind of their own. The good news is that a lot of people are now waking up to realize we've been lied to. This whole thing is a big stage show. And society has been lying to you from the moment you were born. And I want to remind you to continue to speak your truth, even if your voice shakes. You see, the world needs more unique individuals. It doesn't need people being the same as everyone else. Pray for today's modern generation, that they wake up, realize that actually they don't have to be who society wants them to be. They don't have to live according to society's expectations. They can be themselves and live peacefully and happily ever after. I'm doing it. Now, we're living in a world so fake, the truth actually scares people. And what today's modern generation is faced with is what we call the attention trap. A lot of people, I met someone deep divers, they're like, Ralph, I love your videos. I want to be famous like you. I'm like, I don't want to be famous. I just got a message to share. I'm like, what do you want to be famous for? They're like, I don't know. I just want people to see me. I just want to go viral. And that's what's faced. That's what today's generation is faced with. Feeling loved and accepted. And a lot of people in today's modern generation think the only way they can be loved and accepted is if they go viral. Is if they have eyeballs on them. So they do some crazy ass shit just to go viral. Well, sir. But I'm here to remind you that you don't have to do that. You can be yourself and still create massive impact. A lot of people don't have time in today's modern generation to read a book. We need it in 15 seconds, short. TikTok, short content. I can't listen to all of that. Oh, my gosh. But if you do, your mind might change. You might start to see the world in a whole different way. Now, I'm really optimistic for today's modern generation because out of pain and suffering comes something great many times. And in our darkest moments, we become illuminated. What humanity has gone through over the last few years has been horrific, has been testing, has been arduous. And this is the reason why today's modern generation, yes, society has failed you. Your parents have failed you. The cat down the road has failed you. Your teachers have failed you. The media has failed you. And that's the reason why you must not fail yourself. Slow motion this side. That's the reason why you must take matters into your own hand. You must be the architects of your own reality. You must say, you know what? The old way wasn't working. So now it's on us to do what we have to do to survive. Shout out to Machiavelli, the Don. You got to remind yourself, today's modern generation, that's you I'm talking to, deep divers, that it's up to you right now to create the new earth because your leaders, your politicians aren't going to do it for you. It's up to you to realize that no one is coming to save you. We are the ones we are waiting for, and we have to change this. It's on us now. We can't blame them. It's on us now. A lot of people in today's modern generation have chosen fast love. No real intimacy, no real connection, because people have forgotten to meet someone on an intimate level. It's more than just an emoji. You got to lose that ego. Move to your heart space. It's what I call the fast food generation, microwave generation, instant gratification generation. We were all born into that. Pray for today's modern generation, so they have the courage to realize that actually it's a marathon. There's no quick fix, no overnight success. And everything takes time. I want to remind you, everybody listening, deep divers, let's continue to choose our humanity over this artificial insanity. Because like I told you, a lot of people, all they know is a screen. And you choose a screen over a human being, you will lose your humanity. So it's on you, today's modern generation, to remind yourself, things were designed to be used and people were designed to be loved. The problem with the world is that things are being loved and people are being used. Wake up, today's modern generation. Wake up, today's modern generation. I said, wake up, today's modern generation. And then just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? Beautiful deep divers, I'm just breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Hit that like button, deep divers, share this video. Hit that like button, deep divers, share this video. Let this message be heard. Go and check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information that will help you become your greatest version. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. Also, go and get the Good Ass Prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. You are the future, today's modern generation, and therefore remind yourself, whatever you do now will echo on into eternity. You have the opportunity to create the new earth that your great-great-great-great-grandchildren can live in. One love. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. Yo!
All right. I love Ralph Smart for so many reasons. This man has millions of followers, and he's been doing this for like 10 years. So he's got a lot of experience behind him. And one of the things that stands out for him is he still has his curly hair. He hasn't gone bald. I'm like, yay, go Ralph, get that natural going. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the elephant in the room with the Shanquel Robinson. I realized today, as I was searching for guests from YouTube, I realized all those Negro women who were using hate against this Miss Robinson were demonstrating they don't like their hair, their curly natural hair. These are dark-skinned women with curly hair, and especially Shanquel Robinson. The picture that has gone viral all over YouTube and the social media is Shanquel's long, straight hair and these long eyelashes. And as Ralph Smart pointed out, this generation is being distracted by the external things, the outside of themselves. And he said they're being desensitized, being numb. They can't cope. So what are they doing? They are contributing to the billion, if not trillion-dollar hair industry. And that's what was brought to my attention. So before we go to the break, I want to play something from one of my guests that I found on YouTube about being played, that especially curly-haired human beings are being played.
If you are wearing hair wigs and hair weaves and you still have a relaxer in your hair and you're wearing straight hairstyles, you are getting played. You are getting played by the big hair care industry because of your insecurities. If you are still wearing hair wigs and hair weaves, you are getting played. If you're still wearing a relaxer, you're playing yourself, okay? Because I just posted an article on Facebook about how black hair care products, mainly relaxers, are causing breast cancer in women. If you are still wearing the creamy crack, it's time for you to get off of that. If you still wear that creamy crack, it's time to come on back. Time to come on back to natural. Okay? There's plenty of help in the natural hair community. We got your back. Okay? Because that creamy crack is whack. You can continue to use creamy crack and possibly die. It's that serious. Or you can just wear your natural hair and be happy. Whoever's still out there buying bundles and bundles of hair weaves and hair wigs, spending hundreds of dollars of your hard-earned coins on hair when you actually have hair of your own, you guys are getting duped, honey. You guys are getting played. That's like selling water to fish. That's like selling you air. You have your own hair that grows out of your own scalp for free, but you choose to spend hundreds of dollars, spend countless hours in the hair salon installing the weaves, and you have hair of your own. Now, some of you might say, okay, well, the hair that I'm purchasing is a different texture from my actual hair. Well, that in lies the problem, because if you can't appreciate your own hair texture, you don't love yourself enough to wear your natural hair. And the big beauty industry is constantly making that dollar off of your insecurities. And then some of you might say, well, Joshica, I don't have any hair. That's why I buy the hair. Well, let's go back to the reason why you don't have any hair. Now, if it's the reason why you don't have any hair, if it's because you wear hair wigs and hair weaves and extensions, then we have a problem, because that's a vicious cycle where you're constantly putting things in your hair that's causing you to go bald, and therefore you remain bald, as opposed to going natural, wearing your hair out, letting it grow, letting it flourish, and being happy. Bottom line is, we have a problem because you're constantly being taken advantage of by the hair care industry with buying these silly hair weaves and wigs that make you look like you're trying to be more European, even though you say that you love yourself and you're happy with yourself, but yet you don't want to show your natural hair texture and your curls and your afros. And some of you may not be happy with your hair texture, but we've got to change our mindset. We have to change the way we think about our natural hair or about our hair in general, just hair. I was looking at a comment the other day. Someone commented that they don't call it natural hair. It's just their hair. It grows out of your scalp curly and big. That's just the way it is. And I talk about how the beauty industry is taking advantage of your insecurities in my brand new book, The Strength of Your Strands. If you don't have it, you better go out and get it right now. It's available wherever books are sold, or you can click the link in the comment box below and get yourself a copy. Because, honey, I'll let you know that your hair is one of the most amazing things that you have, and being yourself and your best self is the best thing you can do for yourself. I'm trying to tell you, this book will change your life. You'll be walking around with your fists up in the air, with your afro out, ready to rock it and own it, because I'm telling you, I speak the truth in this book, and I tell it like it is. So go out and get yourself a copy, honey. There's strength in your strands, and you better believe it. Okay? In the end, we don't want to get played, okay? We don't want to be out here in these streets looking like a fool with our pants on the ground, spending all our hard-earned money on something that we do not need and something that is lowering our self-esteem and our belief in ourselves. When it comes down to it, learning to love yourself is a part of self-care. If you can't appreciate the hair that grows out of your head, then you're not going to appreciate the rest of what you have to offer in this world. You're not going to learn to love yourself and be able to give the best of yourself if you're constantly damaging your self-esteem by wearing these hair wigs and weaves. You have naturally curly hair. You have an afro on top of your head. Rock that afro. Own it. Don't let the big beauty industry take advantage of you because you're insecure about wearing your natural hair. Love who you are. Be who you are naturally.
Bad Sister is very bold and very direct, and I know some of you may not have been ready for that, but it's the truth. When I see Shaunquelle Robinson, the one who's murdered in Mexico, every time they post her face, that beautiful face with this straight hair, long eyelashes, and the image of what is now, I would say, insecurity. You might look at that as beauty, and it's European beauty for sure, and the hair that covers her breast and everything else is nude. It's a picture for us to learn a lesson. This is no accident. I didn't get it till today. I really didn't get it till today of what the message is for especially Negro women who are out there doing this. And I'm saying Negro because when I think about Kyrie Irving's post, Twitter, that read Hebrews to Negroes, it's like we downgraded ourselves into Negroes. And the insecurity that she mentioned several times in that last audio, how insecure women are, and I see it every day. And it bothers me, but I'm trying not to be judgmental. I'm trying to come out of judgment. But when I looked at Shaunquelle Robinson and the videos of women beating her up, what is it? Hair is flying all over the place. It ain't their hair. So let's get real and talk about insecurity tonight. And that's what Soul Purpose Healing is all about. We need healing, especially in the Negro community. Now, I know most of you who listen to this show, I believe, are conscious human beings. I'm not going to refer to you as Negroes, but those women who went to Mexico and practiced hatred and violence and murder, those are what I would call Negroes at this point. You could call them niggers, too, but that's what another show. But tonight, we got to deal with the insecurity of women, especially Black women, and this modern generation that keeps their head in the phone. And when we come back from the break, let me see, where's Naima's number? We've got to find Naima. I think she's here.
Unmuted.
We're going to open up Naima Latif, our executive producer's mic, so we can go to the commercial break. But when we come back, you're going to hear from more women and men about the dangers of hair from other people on your head. So let's get ready for some truth meals so that we can heal. We need some healing in this modern generation. That's what this show is all about tonight, a message and wisdom for healing this modern generation that has lost it. When you think about all those women who killed Shaunquelle Robinson, they lost their minds. And guess what? They had hair covering their heads. They lost their minds because they're covering their heads with all this false hair, which you're going to learn how dangerous it is to keep covering your head with somebody else's hair. anyway, that's my kind of our introduction. Naima Latif, I think your mic is open, 312-721. And we'll be right back.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Thank you, Naima. We're back, and I have a few people listening in on Facebook Live, and Christina makes an excellent point about praying for this modern generation. She said, add single-use throwaway generation too. Absolutely, absolutely. I pick up plastic all week long when I go on my walks. I take plastic bags with me because there's so much trash being generated in the neighborhood on the ground. And what do I see? Lots of plastic bottles and plastic this and paper. And we, this generation, or I don't know, people, humans in general, don't seem to know how to recycle. And they're just continually buying and buying and buying, consuming, consuming. And so we're talking tonight about wisdom for this modern generation. If you just joined us tonight, feel free to press 1 if you're in the Blog Talk Radio studio. Or call in 215-383-5863. And if you just joined us, Ralph Smart, one of my favorite YouTube people with his beautiful nappy hair fro, talked about this generation, Generation XYZ, Alpha, whatever, has been looking outside of themselves. And they're not checking inside of themselves where there's an amazing, amazing a kingdom of wisdom. They're not checking into the wisdom inside and the meditation. And as one of my guests said, insecurity. We're looking at a lot of insecurity, trauma. They've been desensitized, and they're being numb to cope. They don't know how to cope with what's going on, which is amazing when you think of the slave trade and the civil rights era being watered down and sprayed and all the trauma that our ancestors went through. And this generation, they don't know how to cope with the phone. They got phones in their hands and all these hair weaves and all the comforts and luxuries they got from government. And yet they're traumatized. I guess they're traumatized from their home relationships, their family relationships, because they're not going through the traumas that our ancestors went through, that's for sure. They weren't on a slave ship. So it's a puzzle right now why this generation is so insecure. And as Ralph said, they're being distracted. We got more distractions right now in our society, and we are not looking at what our purpose is for here to be here. What is your divine purpose? Why are you here? What is your soul purpose? Why are you here? They're being so distracted, they're not paying attention to, what am I here to do? Am I here to contribute to the billion-trillion-dollar hair industry? That's the way some of them are thinking, because they're distracted. So Ralph Smart and I and so many other, Kyrie, wake up to your true power is the message tonight. And stop having a hive mind and wanting to look like Kim Kardashian or Mary J. Blige in her blonde wig. Oh, my goodness, every time I see that woman. And then I was listening to a lot of YouTube testimonies about what those artists have to do to be successful. And yet you got people following them and wanting to be like them, wanting to look like them. Every time I look up, somebody's got a blonde wig with a brown face and can't be yourself right now. They're not feeling loved and accepted. So time for a wake-up call, brothers and sisters. When Shanquella Robinson has to die the way she died at the hands of other Negroes or niggas, you might want to say, we got a serious problem in our communities that we need to hear the messages that I'm going to bring you today. Now, Michelle Obama, I thought this was interesting. I'm going to play something. Michelle Obama is now saying, now that she's not in the White House, she's talking about natural hair, okay, and why she didn't wear it when she was in the White House. So I thought this was an interesting CNN conversation. I don't even listen to CNN, but YouTube, I saw this on YouTube. I thought, oh, Michelle Obama talking about hair, black hair. Oh, we got to hear this because the truth is coming out in big ways now. Truth is coming out even with Michelle Obama.
The former First Lady, Michelle Obama, revealing that she considered wearing her natural hair and braids during her time at the White House, but decided that Americans weren't ready for her natural black hair. Listen to the former First Lady.
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know, braids, y'all. You know, but you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids. The first black. Yeah, I just said, we got to ease up on the people. You know, it's like, because I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier. Nope, they're not ready.
And the former First Lady says that she kept her hair straight so her husband's administration could focus on other issues and not her hair. The Obamas were very cognizant of how much attention was paid to how they looked and how they acted because they were black. They also knew how powerful representation was and still is. So like this moment, this was in 2009 when a young black boy reached up to touch the president's hair.
I think this picture embodied one of the hopes that I'd had when I first started running for office. Young people, particularly African-American people, people of color, outsiders, folks who maybe didn't always feel like they belonged, they'd look at themselves differently to see a person who looked like them in the Oval Office. They would speak to black kids and Latino kids and gay kids and young girls, how they could see the world open up for them.
Let's talk about this now. CNN contributor and host of Naked with Carrie Champion joins us. Carrie, hello to you. So, Carrie, look, it's a thing for us, like this whole hair thing that I struggled with as a kid. I used to process my hair, but the blowout, if you remember that, I don't do it anymore. This is my hair. But especially for black women, it's a thing. So getting jobs, perception, and so on. So you've dealt with that, I'm sure, with your career and in your personal life over the years. You relate to what Michelle Obama is saying?
You know, this is why we love Michelle, because very much like what the president said, when that little kid reached out to touch his hair, he could relate to who he was. That is what's happening every single day when I hear Michelle say things that relate to me and the life in which I live. When I decided I wanted to be a TV don, I was told, I mean, in no uncertain terms, by the news director who hired me, how will you wear your hair? And I looked at him, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was in 2000, it was in West Virginia, and I was just like, wow, I'm going to wear my hair how I wear my hair, which was natural. This obviously is not my hair, but I wore my hair out, which is, you know, if you wash it, it looks like it could be texturized. It's not very familiar. You know how it is, and we call it, people call it kinky, or whatever you want to call it. Sometimes America, especially for black women, has made us feel like our hair is unacceptable.
Yeah.
So we straighten, we perm it. We, like, this is a unit. This isn't my hair. I'm not fooling anybody. But this is what has been more acceptable. And sadly, you know, I've given into that in many ways, much like what Michelle Obama said. She was like, the administration isn't ready. Really, it's just so sad. It really is.
Can I share something that we talked about last night when we spoke on the phone? Okay,
yes.
So I called Carrie, and I wanted her to do this segment because it was an idea from one of our producers, but I wanted to do the segment because I know that she's dealt with this, and I said, would you wear your natural hair? But it's like a whole thing. It's expensive for you, too. You'd have to undo a lot of things. But then also, I mean, do you want people to see you that way? Was that uncomfortable for you?
Yes, don't call me, guys. Let me share this with you guys. Ladies, he called me, and he's like, I have an idea. And he explains what he wants. And I paused for a second, like, is he serious right now? Like, wait. He's like, well, don't you remember when so-and-so did it? I'm
Cameron
like,
did it on
not.
The Today Show years ago, yeah.
And I was like, I don't recall. I think I do now. I went back to look it up, and now I was like, okay. But it's like underneath my hair is braids. My hair is braided all the way back. Underneath this hair is my hair braided all the way back. And I've taken my hair, literally taken my hair off in the makeup room at work because I work at a station as well. And you can see everyone look like, what's happening? It's almost as if, like, they're shocked. Like, it's disbelief. And then the whole, can I touch your hair if you're not black? So it's so draining, Poppy. I know you know what I'm saying, right? So in the sense that I have to touch people. Yeah. And so I told Don no. I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I don't want to be a meme. I was so terrified at the thought of someone seeing me in my natural hair.
Yeah.
And I am a grown.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
You're not alone. I have, like, fake little clip-ins that I wear every day, and Don sees my fake hair in the makeup room.
I wanted some.
But that is not, hold on, but I don't want to equate. That is not to say it is nowhere near what black women have gone through with their hair. It is nowhere near. It is not the same. I'm just trying to tell you, I hear you. And I feel sometimes like, you know, I don't know. I have to put it on for some reason, right? And I'll just tell you, Sienna comes home from school now, and our favorite book, one of our favorite books is Hair Love. I would recommend every parent read this with their kids. And she said to me when she learned about not, you know, like, ask permission to touch other people's hair, anyone, right? And, like, learning about respect.
Yeah. The thing about that, though, and Don, tell me how you feel about it. I would never ask to touch anybody's hair. I just wouldn't. I'm not fascinated to walk up to you,
right,
Poppy, touch your, or I wouldn't want to walk up to my colleague that isn't black and touch their hair.
Right.
And the fact black women are treated like exhibits, you know, in a museum, for lack of a better word. It really is. I want you to know every time that happens, we're in our minds, here we go again.
And
you want to touch
that
my hair.
That often our kids are being taught the wrong lesson now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Teach your kids, we have different texture hair. It's still the same thing. It still grows. It may not be as long. It may not be as blonde naturally. If you notice that someone's hair may not seem like it's their hair, please don't ask, what is that on your head? How do you wear your hair? Everyone wears extensions. For some reason, when black women wear extensions, it's like everyone stops and take a look at this person who is an exhibit. They have long hair. Why is that? None of that should be a conversation.
Do not, there's a song, Do Not Touch My Hair, literally built on the fact that that's what women have dealt with, black women specifically.
Carrie, I wanted to, something else you want to, can I answer?
It's powerful to hear you talk about your conversation with Dawn, saying, you know, you're a grown woman and this is how you felt. And that's why I think, you know, we're seeing Michelle Obama be so candid, and hearing her talk about being first lady and she was worried about that.
Yeah.
You know, it opens up the conversation for young women now to be able to talk about that and think about it and acknowledge it differently publicly.
I will say this, you make a really great point about that. There are a lot of young women on TV now who are wearing their natural hair, and they've gone viral for wearing their natural hair, which in a way to me is two things. One, bold, because I'm not ready to do that. So for her to do that is really bold. But it's also, why am I going viral for wearing my own hair?
Right.
I just need you guys to understand how this all is, why we are sitting here being fascinated that it took Michelle Obama to tell us, don't look at my hair as if it's a mirror. And we
have pictures. Carrie, quick, because we got to run. Okay, but listen, if you can do it quick, this is a lightning round. Do you think that be okay now for, five years out of the White House? Do you think it would be okay now for her to wear a natural hair?
Absolutely.
Do you think it would be fine? Okay.
Yeah, I hope she does, and then I'll do the same. Don,
okay.
I appreciate you.
So this conversation is interesting on so many levels. You've got European women chiming in saying they wear extensions too, and then European women sharing empathy for a black woman who says, well, I haven't wanted to wear my natural hair because I had to keep my job. And so this is a great conversation to be having in 2022, especially now that Shaunquelle Robinson, who, by the way, had a hair business. These are the spiritual synchronicities that we need to pay attention to, that Shaunquelle Robinson, this woman's murder has gone viral. She had a hair business. She was actually doing braiding of hair, and somehow somebody wanted to get her out of here, get her out. She does not need to be doing, and she had a successful hair braiding business, among other things, and she was wearing the long silky hair to remind us of how we have insecurities about this curly stuff these curly hairs that come out of our head. Wake up call, wake up call, wake up call, wake up call. So I have several people, several guests tonight who are sharing their opinion about this much-needed elephant in the room conversation, that this beautiful black woman has been, her life has been taken away because these other Negroes didn't want her around. And it's almost like it's a sacrifice because she was successful in her business as an entrepreneur. And so we're looking at the modern generation that is distracted. They are distracted and looking on the outside of them, all colors of people, in fact, looking in their phones, and not enough are going inside. And I'm going to play this next teaching audio video of why do women wear wigs? No, let me see. It's something. Oh, I wanted to play the hazards. Okay. Dr. Gunamanda on the hazards, because it's one thing to think about hair, wearing hair, and you're insecure because you don't like these curls and you've been distracted and all that. But there's a hazard to this. As you heard in the first, if you missed the first audio, when they're finding that women who are wearing, having their hair straightened and all that, they believe it's connected to breast cancer. Yeah, of course it is. Insecurity has a lot to do with nurturing yourself, knowing how to care for your breast and everything else. So we're going to really dive deep tonight about this insecurity that needs to be healed, whether you're black or white, but especially you Negro women who would go to Mexico and kill your sister. This is great. This is insanity. In fact, here's the thing. Those women who beat her up, they lost their minds. So it was a mental illness, in my opinion, of women who would go to Mexico after she paid for the vacation, evidently, and you go down there and you're going to participate in what looks like a sacrifice of some kind. You have a mental illness. How did they get that mental illness? Well, this is going to be, this next audio will tell you why. They're wearing too much damn hair.
You've been going on now for some time.
Yes.
About
5 years.
5 years now that black women should appreciate their hair and wear their hair and not buy wigs. Why?
Thank you for this opportunity to explain myself. How this started, Trevor, was I was walking town and I saw our ladies slapping their scalps and scratching and so on. And I observed that other races don't do that. The whites don't do that. The Chinese don't do that. The Indians don't do that. So I asked the girls in my office, what is it? What is happening? And they said, oh, doctor, it's the weeds. They're itchy. Okay, educate me. What are these weeds? They said, well, there's 100% human hair, which is Indian, Brazilian, Peruvian, etc., which is quite expensive. And then the cheaper stuff, the synthetic fibers made by the Chinese and the Koreans. Now, I traveled to all these countries several times, you know, Korea, China, India, Brazil. So when I was in India, that's when I discovered that if we are family, and we lose a member of the family, all the ladies in the family go to the temple where they worship. And they have all their hair shaven off. That hair is a sacrifice to their gods. What hit me personally was I saw those homeless, very poor people. Their hair was being shaved off. I saw people I thought were sickly, maybe they had TB or something. Their hair was being shaven off. Then, I don't know, some people maybe had sores on their scalp because if they had been shaven off, they were bleeding. So I said to myself, what is this? How did we, black people, end up in this space where we buy this, where we pay U.S. dollars for this? Now, to make it worse, when the hair is cut off, it falls on the floor. Then you get people, you know, putting little heaps and so on. And then they were sorting it out. They were removing worms. They were removing lice. That day, I said to myself, no, there's something not right with us paying for this. Now, I was flying back, and I was on Emirates, and this thing was playing on my mind. I said, you know, when we grew up, there were no waves. So how did this start?
Mm-hmm.
Who started it? And who told the black lady that you're not beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
To be more beautiful, you must wear this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, if we go to a restaurant and we have expensive food and we're eating the food, we find human hair in there, you know, we won't take it. It's contaminated.
Mm.
And if you and I go to Nyeri's mother and said, oh, Mama Zara, we're here, we'd like to shave each other's hair. Can we do it in your kitchen?
Mm.
She goes, oh, no.
Mm.
Because the hair once shaved off is dirt.
Mm.
You throw it away.
Mm.
So gentlemen, do it outside and don't bring the hair into my house.
But people would say, Solomon, that this hair gets washed.
Yeah.
You know, there's a process, manufacturing process that's done. It gets cleaned, pegged nicely and so forth. Does your point still stand?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to a trichologist, somebody specializing, he's got a doctorate in hair and so on.
Mm.
Hair does not die. It's alive.
Okay.
So somebody commits a crime here and they leave a piece of hair. Even 25 years later, we can catch them because of DNA
uh-huh.
in the hair. And the trichologists tell us that if hair is in touch with another tissue, there's exchange of genetic material. People don't know this. Which means people who are gluing the hair, or whatever, stitching, whatever, there's exchange of genetic material. They don't know what they're getting. It may show in that individual, but in grandchildren, grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor, there are three sources of this hair, live people,
mm-hmm.
dead people,
mm-hmm.
and of course these fibers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a patient, Mr. Makuni. Mr. Makuni possesses a company called Steel Force in Waterfalls. He, we talk about this openly, and he doesn't mind me mentioning his name.
Sure.
So he was in Taiwan on business. So he says, I get there, then I find that ladies who die in Taiwan, some of them anyway, just before burial, the hair is shaved off.
Mm-hmm.
Then they immediately get buried.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, they showed me a warehouse, a huge warehouse, full of that hair. from here to over there. And he said to them, gentlemen, what are you doing with all this hair of people who've just been buried? Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, black people. Mm-hmm. Black people love this hair. This is big business, my friend. We are making tons of money, billions of money, in fact, selling mostly to black people who are our biggest market. He said, I just told them that, wow. Now, let's just think of it for a moment, Trevor. A lady comes in here. She has this hair. Because if you ask ladies with the expensive hair, the natural hair, if you say to them, is this hair from a dead person or a live person? They don't know.
Mm.
Now, this hair, it will fall off in here, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, and so on. This dead people's hair, we don't know what those people died of.
Mm.
We don't know what disease was running in their family. We just buy. And remember, Trevor, it's not just about hair. It's about hair and skin. That's our issue. These are our issues. Now, the synthetic, because some say, oh, it's synthetic. To me, it's even worse, and I'll tell you why. What our people don't realize is this. Our skin and our hair, they need to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Caucasians, white people, have that kind of hair and that kind of skin because they come from a cold climate, minus 10, minus 20 degrees Celsius. There is snow. So that hair and that skin is an adaptation to their habitat, to their environment. So that's why when white people come to this part of the world, because of the sun, they get skin cancers because they don't have pigment. This pigment is worth more than gold. And that is why albinos also get skin cancers because they have no pigment. That's why people have applied ambi so get, you know, damage, permanent damage to the skin. So we buy these weaves or wigs, whatever, and put them on top of our own hair. Now, it means the scalp cannot breathe. Some people keep this for 4 weeks or even longer. What's happening? I said to the ladies, you know, you get the hair on your scalp, your armpits, your private parts.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever there's hair, there's sweating.
Mm.
Could we go for 3 days or 1 week without washing your armpits and your private parts? No, you can't.
Mm.
When we keep sweat for just 2 days, we start smelling.
Mm.
Now, imagine the smell after 2 days. How does that sweat smell after 4 weeks?
Well, what about the fact that the white people also wear wigs, don't they?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I've got some white people I work with and some of our enterprises, and I ask them. And normally when you see white people wearing wigs, they either they've got problems with their scalp, alopecia, or they're on chemotherapy,
mm-hmm.
or they're in a pantomime or some circus or something.
Mm.
Very few of them actually wear to dress up. Very few. I talk to them, and they don't do it.
Mm.
They don't do it. Our ladies actually wear these wigs to look beautiful. They think they look beautiful. Now, you know when they go for 4 weeks, the sweat, 4 week old sweat, plus dandruff. And because of that, you get bacteria. But the bacteria love this environment. It's hot. It's wet. The bacteria get fat, feeding on the 4 week old sweat, 4 week old dandruff, and they multiply like crazy. I can tell you now, Trevor. All these ladies that we see, they have millions, billions, trillions, zillions of bacteria on their scalp, and these bacteria then chew on the scalp and it's itchy. They go. Each time they're doing this, they're touching four-week-old sweat, dandruff, and bacteria. And, you know, they don't wash their hands.
Mm.
Maybe they're in a combi or in a bus. They just keep on, they're touching plates and all this and all that. I find it sad. You know, I want to make it very clear, because they think, well, you can't tell us what to do. Please, I'm not telling anyone what to do. I don't have the power or the authority, even the interest or desire to tell people what to do. Do whatever you want. You want to wear the weave? Wig, whatever, you want to bleach your skin, go ahead and do it. I'm just trying to share this information. And there's another point, Trevor, the effect on the black child. I was invited as a guest speaker at NASH, National Association of Secondary School Headmasters in Trondheim in 2015. And I said to the headmasters, you know, and headmistresses, you have an awesome responsibility to instill confidence in the black child. The black child must know there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with your hair. There is nothing wrong with your skin. God did not make a mistake on you. and said to give you the best hair, the best skin. And it was embarrassing. I was at the podium, and all the hierarchy, the headmistresses, had wigs on, and the rest of them had weaves or wigs on. I said to myself, Solomon, what do you do? I said, well, just go ahead. And my point was, I said to them, we have the headmistresses here who are teachers, who are mothers. Now, you're in education. You know more than I do. But every little child looks up to the mother, looks up to the teacher, looks up to the headmistress. The child has hair like mine, but mom has a weave, teacher has a weave, headmistress has a weave. The child in their own mind says, but how come my hair is not like my mom's hair, or my teacher's hair, or my headmistress's hair? It means there must be something wrong with me. So these boys say this, we have to think about this, about the black child. Because by doing this, we may not be aware of it, but we're inflicting untold psychological damage on the black child. Well, the child of the white child or the Japanese child grows up, they're confident. They don't worry about the hair, their skin. They think of development, innovation. I was thinking, oh, the hair is not right.
It just makes me angry and sad, and all these emotions are coming up when I hear all the hazards of wearing other people's hair and the danger. And this could be ignorant aunt part 5 or 6, because women are doing things ignorantly and not understanding, especially if you have melanin in your blood and dark skin, that your skin and hair is so unique, so special, so sacred, that you need to breathe. And when you don't respect your special skin and hair, that's when disease comes. And that's why I think a lot of us saw in the last 3 years death come to many Negro melanin people because of ignorance in this area and many others. But Shanquelle Robinson is speaking to us today, a woman who had a hair braiding business, who was very successful in helping women and men and with melanin be creative with their hair. And her hateful wig-wearing, weave-wearing friends, so-called friends, decided they wanted to make her a sacrifice. So let's wake up. Let's take a deep breath as we go to the commercial. And let's continue with how do we heal? How do we help this generation heal this ignorance and this stupidity and this insecurity that people in the melanin community have been demonstrating for too long now? So let us open the mic. Naima Latif is going to take us to commercial break, and I'm going to take a deep breath and get some tea. Thank you, Naima.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hi.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato. For joining me tonight. You know, black men don't get a pass on this either, because what black men do is they just shave it all off. We got a lot of bald-headed black men out there because they don't want to deal with these curls. But something interesting about Ye West, if you have been following or listening to him, he has a lot of wisdom and sharing. He grew up as a 5-year-old looking at Playboy magazine in his father's garage, okay? So what do you think that he was attracted to as an adult male as he went out about meeting women? Playboy magazine, now keep that in mind. What do you see in Playboy magazine? If you haven't seen Playboy magazine, well, let me tell you, straight hair, white skin, women. That's why I believe men like him are attracted to women like Kardashian women, okay? So we do. But now I noticed in a recent video he's got a woman on his arm who's melanin with braids. So hopefully he's waking up. But either way, we have been influenced and distracted by so many media, heavy media penetrations in our lives. And this is Shaunquelle Robinson has waken us up to the time for a change if we want to survive and, as Ralph Smart said, make a difference, become the powerful melanin people, to wake up to our true power. Guess what includes curly hair? All right, we got several people in the studio who hit with their hand up. So let me go to the studio before I go to my next guest in YouTube land. 706-202, I believe that's Kwame Sunhorse. Welcome, my brother. How are you?
Very grateful. Good evening, Sister Viata. Excellent show. And, you know, it's something that in certain conscious communities, this has been very much talked about and known, that our 9-ether hair is very much an antenna that connects us. And I think I just sent you where scientists went in and Maria Magdalena, back in the early 600s, they found her sarcophagus, and they did a testing on her hair to find her DNA. This was a Jewish woman. And yep, this is the part that the brother was speaking about, being able to know that hair holds energy because it's got crystalline in it, calcite crystal. And the hair is an antenna, and ours is the most powerful because of the melanin content in it. And the coil, because he talked about the environment of them growing hair to keep them warm, keep their body heat in. But our hair was coiled because that's the way to let your body heat out living in warm climate. So these were the differences that we saw, and then we came here, and then living in the South in the heat, women had to figure out how to look like their mistress. And, you know, powder wigs was the thing in England and all of Europe. They wore the wigs because they had lice and whatever, and they covered them up. As he was saying, this is what the women were doing when they wear these wigs for months and months. These are the ways in which they cut off the frequency of getting the consciousness to be received in you, by putting on dead follicles from somebody else's, either a dead person or somebody making it. So those hair fibers that are being put on black women are not connected to your frequency. And so,
right.
And they're already programmed with mitochondria DNA already in it. Like you're saying, that could be a dead person's hair you're wearing. So what
right.
you're doing is transferring energy. And then the other part that happens with it is they're doing this is that now your hair is in a 5G frequency. You're walking around with other folks' hair or your other hair, and you don't have a combatant to the frequencies that's being received by your hair follicles being in these type of EMF environments. So these are the ways in which they get to cause this what we call sleeper consciousness or the consciousness of disliking oneself by transmitting these energies by getting you to consume someone else's hair. That's the power you want to emulate, like you said, yay in the garage looking at Playboy, straight hair women. So, beauty is a straight hair woman. You got kinky hair. We don't like. But now we're coming into that. And see, even with wearing locks, the locks were the power which they came from the Mau Mau, not from the Rastas. That was when Jomo Kenyatta was fighting the British, and they couldn't comb it. And so they began to, their hair matted and locked. And this is the style that the warriors wore in that time of fighting for independence. So there's a very important part because that kind of is, if you come through the birth canal, that's the first thing that enters into the world is your hair. If you have hair. And so the part of it is that you're crowned when you come through the birth canal.
Right.
Your baby's head's crowned. So you wearing a crown of hair is your birth kingdom. So, you know, it's important that we begin to understand that. And our excellent piece, what the brother was talking about, how environment and the whole part of the science of hair. Because we need to have that understanding.
It's like in every community, we almost need a center for education about hair. Instead of all these beauty supply houses with hair and more hair, and we need a center for education, just like a birthing center of some kind to wake people up.
Could I share one thing other? Because there's one big thing that's going on, that two things. It's that men now, they're calling it the confession project. They're getting barbers because of the mental illness. They're going in, people, clinicians and people going in, helping barbers to know how to identify certain trauma situations that the men have when they're going into a barbershop. Just as women would go at Kitchen Table University getting their hair done in the kitchen, all the women sitting around, what did they do with the hair that when you combed it out, what did they do with that hair?
Well, they threw it out.
They learned it. No, they learned it. They do not. We did not throw hair out because they were always told, if you throw your hair out, a bird will take it and it'll make you go crazy.
Well, I worked in my uncle's barbershop, and they threw out the hair. All that hair, it was our job, my sisters and I, to sweep up the hair, and it went in the trash. So that was in the 60s. They weren't as knowledgeable about the burning. But, that's so, so important. I love what you say about barbers because they are like therapists in those barbershops. So they need to be aware.
And it's a project that I get emails from. I'll send you the link. But they have a big thing. And then Charlemagne, the God on the Breakfast Club, even whatever he is as far as that is, but he's starting and having conferences on mental health for black men.
Very much
needed because there is an epidemic in which we're seeing this type of behavior. It's because you're having these frequencies and you're having a generation of, you know, receiving new consciousness, receiving new energies, but don't know how to tune their bodies to the frequency they're receiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kwame. We're going to go to the next caller. And the black men are cutting off those curls. Yeah, my sons, one of my sons, at least, he keeps his hair smooth and bald. So there's a problem there, too. 773-221, your mic is open.
Yes, you know, Sikhs never cut their hair. And in the Baha'i faith, a man isn't to shave off his head, his hair, or wear it too long. Moderation in all things is an Islamic concept. And when I was a boy, I was sent to the barber shop, and my father had them cut my hair very short, and I felt violated because I didn't want my hair cut, frankly. And, you know, I think that's something that parents should consider with their children if they actually want their hair cut. If I ever sire a son or a daughter for that matter, I think I'm still able to, even though I'm 61 years old. I certainly wouldn't mandate that they have their hair cut. There's something called aesthetic sensibilities, and beauty is a virtue, actually, and this can be proven scientifically. And you've heard it said that God don't like ugly. And what kind of repulses us, our senses, our faculties of sight, hearing, smell, and other senses, says something about us as a person. And there's certain sights, like the murder of that young woman. I was so repulsed by that. I take it that the motivation was jealousy, envy, covetousness of her peers. And it's so very tragic that this woman was murdered by her so-called friends, motivated by this envy, this jealousy, this covetousness.
Well, and it's Mrs. Nelson, Nelson from Chicago. It's deeper than that, honey. It's deeper than that. I've been watching that for the last week or two since they blasted it all over social media and YouTube. And I still just kept thinking, there's something going on here deeper than it. There's something. The message is, wake up, people. Wake up. It's a wake-up call to her hair business, her beauty, her external beauty. All of that speaks to us about our need to change the way we are living and stop being distracted by a billion-dollar hair industry that can kill you. Basically, what that's her message is that if you live your life like her and her friends, we could be going to your funeral. So thank you, Nelson, for that wisdom you're sharing. We're going to go to our next caller, 773-450. Your mic is open.
Grand Rising, good evening to everyone. How are you greeting?
You know, good evening.
It's interesting to me. You know, the program is titled Message and Wisdom for the Modern Generation, and it's really amazing to me how people never change. When I grew up, they had this thing talked about bad hair and good hair. And the issue is, what's inside your head, not what's on your head? And why are we still doing that?
Distraction. This is the most distracted generation,
remember,
they say.
Remember,
because of the cell phone, especially because of the cell phone.
Forget all of this. Brown versus Board of Education was about a black girl that had to choose between dolls. And the dolls, she didn't choose one that had the identity like her because she didn't think that it was acceptable because they had been called all these names. If she was bad, ugly, and all this, it was negative. Well, if that was over 50 or 60 or 70 years ago, why are we still stuck on what's on the head? So now the message I'd like to talk about is how you get away from that. Because you're going to get any wisdom. You're not going to get anywhere comparing your hair, bald heads, cut heads, silver hair, no hair. I got to dye my head. I got to put hair on. Why are you putting all that on the outside? What about what's on the inside of your brain or what's on the inside of your soul or what's on the inside of you? And why are you running away from it? Minimizing yourself to a hairstyle, which can be changed and changed again. but it shows the pettiness of what society brings forth. If we focus on a we, us, and our instead of a me got bald head, me got long hair, me got straight hair, and all that foolishness, what color you may be, maybe we find we have things in common. As a matter of fact, we work a group where we don't even deal with religion. Because if people are human beings, why do they have to be limited to a religion or a color or any of that? Why can't we just find commonality? Wouldn't that be the message for the new generation? After all this foolishness that we have seen and heard, why don't we minimize that? Let's not make it about color of the skin or your hair or how much you weigh or if you look good in your clothes and if you don't. Let's make a new paradigm. Let's start with beauty from within.
All right.
The
beauty that's the
inside of your brain. Oh, and what are you thinking?
Yes,
is it
locked
into what the computer is giving you, or do you need a vision that you can create instead of the vision the television gives you or the vision that the Internet gives you? Don't you know you are a unique being put on this planet for a particular purpose? The question that should be asked is, who are we auditioning for? Most people think we're auditioning for each other, but I don't know anybody, no creature that can give me breath. We shouldn't be auditioning for each other, because who's competing for what? I have more money than you?
Right.
I look better than you?
Obadiah, here's the issue. We got to get the cell phone out of people's hands. That's part of the problem, is that if you ever watch TikTok, and you can't help because it pops up on your phone, half those people are losing their minds on TikTok. They put these quick, and China, I understand China is behind the production and creation of TikTok. So I think there's a demonic purpose or an evil purpose for TikTok, another distraction. That's why we got Sean Quayle Robinson bringing us this message today, because there's so many distractions. We had to have this.
I agree, but I do have to ask you a question. Why is your life so boring? I have to ask the question. Why is your life so boring? You have to look at TikTok and spend so much time. You're a co-creator in your own life. Why are you so bored that you can't do anything more than just watch other people live their lives? What happened to your creativity? That's why I asked the question, who are you auditioning for? If you audition for the creator instead of created, the creator would tell you that you have talents and gifts, and you'll be part of a bigger thing than some minimalization of something that really doesn't account to anything. But let's decide you have red hair and I have straight hair. That's really minimal. And nobody gains anything by that.
And that's exactly what I want to encourage you, brothers, the message you need to give to the sisters. Because they need to hear from the brothers, because I have – My thing is, they're not feeling loved by the brothers. They feel, you know, they want to compare you to dating white women and all that. But as I said, when you, somebody like Ye, who was looking at Playboy magazine since he was 5 years old, what do you think he's going to be attracted to? That's a parental problem, that they didn't get rid of the magazines. But I'm saying they need to hear exactly what you're saying, Obadiah. All these sisters out here in this new modern generation, they need to hear those encouraging, inspiring, loving words, because they're insecure. When you see these women wearing these dangerous hair pieces and all, that just shows their insecurity. They've been distracted from their divine purpose, which is not to be contributing to a billion-dollar Indian Brazilian hair industry. So let me go to another caller, 321-368. Your mic is open.
Actually, I wanted to resend my hand up, but I guess you don't tell us how to do that. So.
What's that? I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said I was thinking about, I had thought about rescinding my hand being up. I mean, you know, put it down.
Oh, okay. Just hit one again.
Huh?
Hit one again.
Hit one again, okay? Because I was going to respond to a question that you asked much earlier.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the question was you asked about how can we get this message to the young people. And I'm thinking that there's not a lot of young people that's listening to your program tonight, but yet you're doing what is necessary is putting the information out there. But it needs to be put out on a media that the young people are tapping into. And it can't be drawn out like what this program is doing. It has to be short and to the point because that's how young people are today. So, I don't know, maybe I should just shut up with that. What do you think?
Well, I'm gonna take all your words seriously, and maybe I need to be on TikTok is what you seem to be saying, is because TikTok is all about short messages, short quick messages. I just don't have the time for all of that though. I think you make a good point though. I'm not going to give the brothers a pass on this. The brothers need to be more attentive as much as they can and whatever opportunities come up. The sisters are resentful. This death of Shaunquelle Robinson shows how these sisters are not loving each other. They are resentful if somebody is successful, and they may not be listening to the sisters, but they might listen to you brothers more than they'll listen to me. So I'm saying the brothers need to maybe make an effort more than the sisters to talk to these women about their insecurity and let them know how loved they are. So thank you, Mikael. That was Mikael from Melbourne. Thank you for that reminder that, yes, there might be a better way to reach these young people, this modern generation, than this show. Of course, I would totally agree with you because I'm on here for 2 hours because I am on a platform with the Female Solution, and our platform is 2 hours of education, of inspiration, of talking and advertising people and advertising for people who support us. And yes, I totally agree that there might be some other ways that we can reach these women. And that's what I'm going to think about this week is how can I reach these sisters who are so insecure, so ignorant, and honor Shaunquelle. I think honoring Shaunquelle Robinson would be
unmuted
to figure out ways to reach these sisters and educate them about all their modern distractions and how they can wake up. So I've opened up Naima Latif's mic, and I think she has the last group of commercials, ready with the last commercial. So thank you, Naima, and we'll be right back.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks, and thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day, and thanks for listening.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
I'm Viata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato. Because it is a difficult conversation to have, and the solutions are many, many solutions. And I think part of the solutions, as it's already been shared, is to get this message to young women. As Zelda says in Facebook, she says there's a possibility that many young women never knew this information. So please keep sharing. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Distractions for life. So well said. And we have, Kwame posted something about what I learned when I recreated the famous doll test that looked at how black kids see race. And the girls rarely chose the black dolls during play. On the rare occasion that the girls chose the black dolls, they mistreated them. Television. Now we got phones giving an image of what is beautiful, right? That is why we have so many women wearing hair, long, straight hair. The images, I believe, even with the dolls situation and throughout our life, we have been watching women with long hair demonstrate what we thought was beautiful. So what do we want? We want to be beautiful like them, right? Well, let's look at listen to a couple more audios about the This one is about the danger spiritually and mentally of wearing hair.
Good morning, everybody. Peace be unto you. It is Stephanie, and I'm back with another video for you today. I'm hoping that today's video won't be so long, but it may be sort of a long video because I do have a lot to say, plus I have a video clip for you. Welcome if you're new here, and welcome back if you're not. Again, my name is Stephanie. This is Truth is Love, and what I do over here on this channel is I use video clippings from social media or any other sites that I may find them on as teachable moments to show black people in America their mirror and use the scripts to back up what I'm saying in common sense. It does not take the School of Psychology to see that there is a very big problem in the black community, and we need some healing. And so I like to talk about these things as a way to bring black people to healing. I am not I'm not one of your other typical black channels where they're just, you know, talking about black power and complaining about white supremacy. That is not my aim over here. The difference with my channel and those channels is that, yes, I talk about the things, the conditions, you know, that goes on in the country with us. And I also shed some light on, you know, how non-black people treat us, of course, because it's all a part of our plight here in captivity. But I have answers. I have answers as to why these things are happening to us. I have answers as to what you need to do to turn it around. Not answers as to how to be equal, because you're never going to have that. You're never going to have equality with the other nations in this land. That was never meant for you. When that was written in the Constitution, that wasn't talking about you. So what I like to do is I like to talk about how these things relate to the script, because it's just a way for you to, if you have understanding, if you have wisdom as to whom you are, then you can live a more peaceful life through it all, because you will have hope. Right now, black people don't have no hope. So anyway, I want to show y'all this video clip. I think it's about 3 minutes long, and maybe less. I'm not sure. I forgot how long the time is, but I think it's about 3 minutes long. And we will break this down afterwards.
Tirupati Tirumala Temple in southern India, the most visited holy place in the world. 40 to 50 million pilgrims visit every year. It is also one of the largest collectors of human hair in the world. Five.
So this sister, again, is giving information about temples in India that are sacrificing hair to their gods. And we heard earlier, again, about the exchange of genetic material and how spiritually. And this is something I became more aware of this evening, about the energy that goes with that hair, because it's living hair. And so it makes more sense now why Shanquelle Robinson is dead now and her spirit left her body, because the energy on her own head and the energy on the women who beat her up was one of sacrificial energy to God. Hello, hello. It just blows my mind how this is coming together by the Most High to help us understand, overstand why this woman had to leave, because we're not smart enough to remember the sacrificial energy or even know about the sacrificial energy that's involved in what she was saying, what happened with Shanquelle. This woman. So here's another one about the creator's message.
Hey guys, welcome back to Bonjour Cuisine. For those of you who are new on this channel, I share tons of delicious recipes, the life topics, the gospel, marital advice for the newlyweds. This channel will be super useful to you guys. Yeah, definitely consider to subscribe, because this channel will be empowering you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Share it with your friends and your family. So today, as you can see, the thumbnail of this video, the title is You Will Never See Me With Fake Hair Anymore. And before you start judging, before you start making ridiculous comments on this video, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm about to share. Now, when it comes to the spiritual walk, there's level to this, you guys. There is level to this. You have to understand what God is asking me to do may not be what God is asking you to do. You have to understand that my personal relationship with God is not the same with your personal relationship with God. So the reason of me sharing this is because I know I may not be the only one that God is asking to do this. I may not be the only one out there that God is speaking to. I may not be the only one that God is asking to be obedient in this area. So for those of you that God has been speaking to you about fake hair and you choose to ignore it, you choose to act like you don't understand, or you just want to be disobedient. So No judgment zone here, you guys. No judgment zone because I've been there. So the reason why you see I'm out here with my natural hair, for those of you who have been following this channel, you probably seen some of my natural hair journey. And to be honest, this is my second big chop. I've been natural for about, is it 2 years or 2 years plus now? But I did another big chop because my hair used to have color in it and it was damaged. For those of you who have been following, you probably used to see my hair used to be a different color. So I did do another big chop, and that's my hair growing back again for at least a good 6 to 9 months now. And my hair have gone super, super fast. So yes, this is my second big chop and my hair has been growing. So long story short, I used to do braids. I used to put weaves. But every time I would put weaves, I would have some type of dream, some type of weird dream that made me uncomfortable in my spirit. And so I did stop wearing braids because of that. And I'm like, you know what? I can tell that God has been speaking to me about braids. I'm not wearing braids anymore. So, and you know, for all of you natural ladies out there, you know, sometimes you feel like you need to give your hair a break. And, of course, the braids is the best decision. So, but like I said, I stopped wearing braids because of the dreams that I used to get, those evil dreams. So I stopped. And another reason, too, every time I would do braids, my girls would feel uncomfortable even to, like, come and give me a hug. They would look at me a certain way that they felt uncomfortable. And, you know, children are pure in spirit. They can feel when something is not right. Yeah, so I stopped wearing braids. But I said to myself, I would go back and wearing weaves because I felt like the weaves would grow my hair really fast because it's like a time of rest. I don't touch my hair, especially with me. I like to play with my hair a lot, like cutting it. I use the weave to grow my hair. But long story short, you guys, for those of you that God has been speaking to you about thick hair, and you feel like you want to be disobedient, I will urge you, I will challenge you to listen, to be obedient. And I feel like I said, I'm not judging any spiritual person out there, any prophetess, any evangelist, or whatever your title is, who's wearing fake hair. I'm not going to say, oh, you must be not really hearing from God and things like that. Because, like I said, God used us differently. Maybe God is calling me to wear my hair natural for a reason. Maybe God is not asking that of you, okay? So, long story short, you guys, my prayer this season has been very consistent. God, please use me as a vessel. If you need anyone, Lord God, use me, please. Like, I'm available. And my prayer, too, has been, God, please take me to the next level. Like I said, there's a level to this, you guys. There is level to this. There is level to this in the spiritual. And if your prayer has been, God, use me, and your prayer has been, God, take me to the next level, God may ask you to give up on some things. And this has been my spiritual journey. God has spoken to me several times. And this time has been too scary for me that I said, okay, this is it. No more will you ever see me with fake hair. So my first dream that I had, I dreamed that a witch was trying to, like, you know, get my attention. And I said, I'm not even going to look or pay attention to her. And guess what? She used the hair. That's when I had the weave on. She used the hair to tie it around me, to literally threaten me with that. And I felt so terrible because of me now, I have something on me that the devil can have access, not only to me, but to my children. Like, guys, what else? If you're the type of person God is speaking to you and you're being disobedient and you feel like it's okay, you just want to, you know, take care of your beauty, you feel like this is what makes you more beautiful. And by the way, this is such a lie from hell. All these fake hair don't make you look better than God created you. But anyways, I felt so terrible. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this thing on me. And because of that, I'm having bad dreams. My daughter's having bad dreams. And I said, God, if this is you speaking to me, I need you to speak to me again about you wanting me to stop wearing fake hair. I kid you not. We went on a mini vacation, a family vacation. There, it was like nice and quiet, peaceful area, and it was like the perfect moment for God to get my attention. The first day in a mini vacation, what I saw was terrifying, and I was so troubled because I still had fake hair. The dream that I had when I went through that mini vacation is that somebody came to me. It was a man of God, anointed man of God. I don't even know who he is, but this man was very powerful. This man that I saw in the dream was very anointed, and he came to me and said, you have been asking God to use you. You've been asking God, and that has been my prayer, and I never shared it with anyone, to be honest. And he said, you have been asking God to use you in a different level. But that fake hair that you keep wearing, your angel is not working with you because of it. I kid you not. He said, your angel is not working with you because of that fake hair. And this is not the first dream that I had. I had dreams before that my angel tells me what to do with my hair, and I didn't respond to that. And there was more to it, but it's my personal talk. It's not everything that we need to reveal when we have intimacy with God. There was more intimacy knowledge in that dream, but I'm sharing this with you guys just to give you a hint of why I make that decision to stop wearing fake hair. And I kid you not, this dream right there, I woke up in the dream. I felt so uncomfortable because I wasn't home where I could just like quickly take this thing out of my hair. And I was praying, God, please allow me the chance to get home so I can remove this thing out of my hair. Like for those of you who may be judgmental about this video, like I said, there's level to this. I'm not saying God is not using women with fake hair, but for me and for others that God has been talking to you about fake hair, listen, you need to listen. Listen and make the decision. If you want to go to the next level and this is what God is asking you to give up, listen, you can do it, girl. Like fake hair or the next level? Which one? And I'm telling you, I'm on a mission to be obedient to God to see where he's going to take me. So I am going to be obedient. If it's for me to have my natural hair out like that, even my husband has been telling me, listen, I've been telling you this ever since we were dating. I love your natural hair, but I don't know where I picked that up because even growing up, even perm, my aunt never wanted me to perm my own hair. So now I don't know why. I don't know where along the way, what happened that I felt like I needed to add all these artificial stuff on me. But anyways, and the second day, God knows that I like to do, you know, other stuff with my hair. The second day during our mini vacation, I had another dream that I saw. I was at the store. I was looking for color. Now, in that dream, I saw that I had my natural hair, but I was at the store looking for, you know, colors to put in my hair, and this was like chaos. So I woke up in the dream again. I said, God, yes, you got my attention. I will no longer put fake hair. I will no longer put any artificial stuff in my hair because you want me to be looking raw like this? I will be looking at ways to make myself look presentable. As you can see, my hair is not presentable right now. It's all, you know, out. I will look at other ways to make my hair, my natural hair, look pretty without adding any artificial things. So ladies, I'm sharing this with you because I know I'm not the only one that God is calling in this walk to be, to give away artificial stuff in this world that is attracting demons. You don't understand what it takes for demons to come and attack you when you are living in disobedience. So for those of you who may be judgmental, don't be, because God is calling us to do different things. But for those of you, God has been speaking to you about giving up fake hair, fake nails, and all these things, girl, do it. Because if you want to go deeper in God, if that's what he's asking you, do it. Do it for yourself, your family, and for the people that God is calling you to. If God is calling me to be natural, there's a reason. I hope this video helps somebody out there to be obedient and listen to whatever that God is asking you to do in this season. If God is calling you to give up certain things, that means he wants to take you to a deeper level. He wants to take you to a deeper level. And I pray that you will be obedient. And I pray that you will give up on these things. Because you know what? Your spiritual life will be better. Your family will be better. Everything else will be better as long as you are walking in obedience with God. So I pray that this message will bless you. I pray that this message will encourage you. Spiritually, it will bring enlightenment to you. In Jesus' name. Stay tuned on this channel. Again.
So as the sister said, not everyone is going to hear that call to change their lifestyle, change their hair, give up the fake nails, the fake eyelashes, which we're seeing a lot of lately, and all the other fake stuff. Not everyone's going to hear the message. As I think someone mentioned, when the student's ready, the teacher's appears, whatever. But we're here tonight to bring to your attention who are here, who are ready to make changes, that I don't think any woman is investing in the billion-dollar hair industry because she wants to look ugly or look worse. Most women, I'm sure, all, if not all women, are investing in this business because they want to look pretty. They want to look beautiful. And they're using your European standard of beauty to compare themselves to, which is the sad thing to me, the insecurity. As Ralph Smart pointed out at the beginning of the show, these women are insecure. And I don't think there's a better wake-up call than this Shaunquelle Robinson's death and the hatred that these sisters showed toward this woman because of her success in this business. And all of them wearing long, straight hair. So obviously it didn't bring more love and compassion and wisdom to them, as I saw all the hair flying. So may you share this message with others. If they're ready, they might make the change. And we're here at the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio to promote love, more compassion, and especially more healing. So please join Zelda tomorrow on Monday Morning Mindfulness, where her topic will be Transgender Part 2. What will your child grow up to be? And we had a really interesting discussion and show last Monday that Zelda had to continue this discussion because there's a lot of healing needed, especially for mothers. Because your child at 50 years old, this is the heat of the discussion. Your child, if you're the person you birthed, that male or female human soul that you birthed is not a child at 51 years old. And it's time for mothers to heal and let go of this need to control their grown-up children. That's the hard lesson I had to learn myself. And I share that with others as much as I can, that's usually the message the Creator is trying to give us. When our children, our adult male, female souls are not doing what we expect. So I hope this message has been helpful to you, and may you share it with others so that we can come back into our true power. Wake up into our true power.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Thank you.
To our family in China, xiexie.
India,
zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, jeong kunyeong. France, merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Gracias. Italy, grazie.
Grazie.
Shukran.
Ghana.
Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Jerez. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Namaste.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.